Friends in Christ and family of Bethlehem, Jesus is on a mission. And that is most clearly seen by all of our presence here today. And more specifically, the five young men and women wearing our white robes as they celebrate their confirmation of faith. Jesus is on a mission. He is alive and well and already actively working in this broken world, even though at times it feels like things are pretty much on their own. Jesus is on a mission. And guess what? You and I get to take part in joining him on his mission. You and I are all called, regardless of how we've been equipped or regardless of how much we've learned in faith or scripture, we're all everyday missionaries. We all come from different walks of life, different jobs, different schools, and we all have different people that come in and out of our lives that God puts there for a reason. He started the work, maybe softening a heart by making them willing to maybe hear about God for once in their lives. And it's up to us, it's up to you and me to join him on his mission. We've been looking on that specifically, how we as a church, amidst a global pandemic, are still on a mission. And if you follow along, on the very front of today's worship bulletin, that is just what we are here called to be here at Bethlehem. Right there on the bottom it says, just like our Christmas story is familiar, we are guided by the light of Christ. We follow not that star, but we follow Christ and whatever he says and does because it's good for our lives. We follow his example. As parents, you have done so by raising and educating these fine young men and women. But guided by the light of Christ, we don't just sit back and enjoy all the gifts God has given us and be fine in our own individual right. What good would that do if we hoarded all of the gifts of God? If we hoarded only we get to know about the love of God? It wouldn't do in the world any good. So today we know that we are guided by God and his love, but we do something about it. We serve, we shine, and we share. Confirmands, this is something that you have already been doing in your lives, believe it or not. In school, in sports, in home, in your families. Think of maybe moms or dads. How many of them took out the garbage this week? Maybe they fed their cat or dog. Maybe they cleaned their room. Maybe they finished their homework on time. They served. They served you. That's what they're there for, as well as the parents. They're there for you guys and girls. Think of how maybe you've had that bright, beaming face on when you maybe aced a test you didn't think you had a hope or chance to pass. Hopefully that's happened. Think of how good it felt when maybe you're playing a game and you actually contributed to the success or victory of a game. Or maybe for you other girls, I know you're horseback riders in the past. Think of how good it felt to just have total control and knowing that the animal trusted you. You get to shine in little ways like that. It's funny how God uses ordinary events to do just that. And finally, we get to share God's love. Now, a lot of us, when we hear about that, we think of all these weird churchy names like evangelism, mission. But it's simple, folks. And it's simple so much that all of you guys have already done this. Maybe you had a friend in class, maybe a friend in a relative that's maybe you've talked with that's maybe just questioning if God is here or exists, if God is even a good God, why would he let this 2020 happen? That all of a sudden opens up a whole conversation, doesn't it? And that's why you've got a chance to learn, maybe to come up with this response. What to make sense of this world in light of God. How you can see Jesus in your world, not just here in church. Yes, we've seen Jesus at the altar in the Lord's Supper. Yes, we see Jesus at the font in baptism. Yes, we see Jesus proclaimed by his word. But we also see Jesus in all these people. And we see it in you. And that's why today we know and recognize that the mission has a church. We're not just talking about things that are on paper. God's mission has a church. That's what we celebrate also today. Anybody want to shout out, who is this person? Martin Luther. He was that great guy in the 1960s that led the civil rights movement. Nope. Got the same name, sort of. That was Martin Luther King Jr., named after Martin Luther King Sr., who was named after this guy. What's this guy all about? Well, to find out, we have to go back a little bit. A long bit. 503 years, I think, to be exact. 504 years going on. Now, if you can't quite see this, I'll read this for you. This is a statement of faith for Martin Luther. Just as we've heard a statement of faith from these fine young individuals, he had to stand up in front of a lot of people and give testimony to what he believed. When people were literally trying to attack and literally trying to kill him for what he believed. He stand on trial when he questioned the authority of the church at the time. The only church at the time in the 1500s, the Roman Catholic Church, who believed at that time and taught that you could buy your way into heaven by simply paying for a special piece of paper, given a special blessing, that you can earn salvation by your works. You could work well enough. You could confess your sins to God. God would hear your prayer. You could do works of love and charity, and that would earn you a little bit higher stance with God. Well, this was easy to believe for this guy, because in the 1500s, you'd be hard-pressed to even find a Bible in a church. If you did, it would be written in Latin. How many of you guys know Latin? Kind of a weird language. It's a dead language. Nobody wants to know it anymore unless you're like in universities. That's a problem when you have people that couldn't read, that they had to trust on one person alone to teach them. And all of a sudden, traditions got in with a church that weren't supposed to be there. Started questioning. He was a Roman Catholic monk himself. He started getting a hold of a Bible and started reading it for himself. He wanted to learn a little bit more, as you guys maybe did too. So he wrestled with this. How can he, such a miserable, stinking sinner, have anything good to give God? How can he earn salvation? He beat himself up over it. Physically, even, literally, because he didn't feel that he was doing anything to warrant God's love. And a newsflash came to him, as we heard today in Scripture. He all of a sudden got hold of Paul's letter to the Romans. And this one phrase really struck him. For we hold that one is justified. Anybody know what that word justified means? We know what just means, justice, that we're made right. We are made right with God, Paul says in Scripture, by faith apart from works of the law. Imagine hearing that when you've been taught all your life that you have to keep doing more. You have to keep doing better in school to earn maybe your love from your parents. You think you've ever heard that before? Hopefully not. You have to keep doing more in order to be good enough to come to church. You have to keep doing more for God to even offer you forgiveness. Imagine being told that and then hearing that in Scripture. That it's all by your faith in Jesus and what he did for you alone. Imagine the freedom. That there is nothing that you have done or can do that can make God love you any more than he does. Right here, right now. That's what he wrestled with, and that's why he stood up and gave this confession of faith. Unless I am convinced by proofs from scriptures or by plain and clear reasons and arguments, I cannot and will retract anything that I've said or written. For it's neither safe nor wise to do anything against conscience. Here I stand, I can do no other. God help me, amen. And with that and his 95 arguments, 95 theses posted on the church door in 1517, we have a Protestant Reformation. That is why we're called Lutherans today. Not because we follow this guy, but because we follow the cross of Christ. We began today saying that today is all about Jesus. So that you can take that pressure off of yourselves, confirmands. We've given you the due attention. Parents, we've honored the work that you have done and that you continue to do for your children. Congregational members, it's all about Jesus today. Leave knowing that you have a Lord and Savior for you. God has given you a love that no person could fully give you other than him. And that's the example that we follow. That's why we can say that God's mission has a church, because guess what? You are the church. Not this place, not this building. It's all of us together, by faith joined together. So as we look at this big banner, we recognize that. That's the motto of today. We are saved by God's grace alone, his undeserved gift of love. We receive that in faith alone. We can't contribute anything more but to trust in God. And we read about it and hear about it in Scripture alone. By no other book or word we can believe. Now, if anybody wants to find out a little bit more about that cool-looking rose symbol, you can follow me after church. That takes a little bit more explaining. But for all of us today, we are joining Jesus. So how can we learn and do that as we leave today? How do we seek, recognize, and respond to what Jesus is already doing in our lives? That's a question for you today. The answer is we start by paying attention to what is already being shown to us, what's already happening in our lives. I want to share with you a few words from this author as we followed the last few weeks of joining Jesus on his mission. Again, using scriptural examples, he shows us how it's simple to be an everyday missionary. The reason it's simple, and it's something that you guys as confirmands can do, is that it's simple because it was complex for somebody else. What you've believed in, what you've read about, took thousands of years to compile and understand. Thousands of highly skilled people had to figure out all the things that we know today for us to know what we have. So, maybe put an example. Driving. Some of you guys will be going through driver's ed if you have not already. You'll be driving on the road, so watch out. Think about jumping into the car and driving to the store. How simple that could be. Maybe not as simple this year, but pretty simple of a task. All you have to do is put the key in the ignition, turn it, and guess what? If it's not as long as it's a car that I drive, it usually starts up. You shift the car into gear and you drive to the store. It's simple. The reason it's simple, because it's complicated for somebody else. Somebody had to figure out how an engine works, the combustion of gasoline. Someone had to figure out how transmissions work to shift a car into gear. There were the electrical engineers who worked with the chemical engineers to figure out how gasoline sparks without torching the whole car. And then speaking of gasoline, there were the folks who had to figure that thing out. Not to mention the folks who figured out rubber for the tires and plastic that makes up pretty much all the cars that we drive nowadays. So you get the idea. Complex for somebody else, but simple for you. That's what it's like for us as Christians. Jesus is doing the complex work of transforming hearts. You don't have to worry about that. What you and I get to do is join him by simply being the people God created you to be. Talk with people. Wrestle with your faith. Question. Maybe at times doubt what you believe, because that will lead you to answers. Keep growing in faith. And as you do that, you will find that other people are probably thinking the same things you are. Today, remember that you are given this supreme gift. Don't hold on to it. Help share it Help live it out. Today's confirmation students, this is not the graduation that you're going to be getting in high school. This is the beginning of your Christian life, where we are eager to see what you're going to do with your life. The easy part is that you don't have to do it alone. You have the people right behind you, your families and your church, that will be there to pray for you, to maybe give you a smile. Like we said last night, maybe give you a few extra pieces of ranch when you go to Culver's. Parents, you know about that. But the church allows us to follow God's mission and example. We do that today. We hear about God. And it's up to you to make a difference in the world as we leave today. You guys can do it, because Jesus is doing the hard part. We recognize once more, as Scripture tells us, we hold that we are justified by God, made right with Him by our faith, apart from works of the law. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.